Before we start today's podcast, we have a sponsorship exclusive to this episode. The Cardinals are giving out season tickets for half the original price. All you have to do is go to www.mlb.com/Cardinals and use code QATHLETICS to get a half-off deal on season tickets. If you're really into the Cardinals and go to most of their games like me, then this is the deal for you. If you miss it the first time, go to www.mlb.com/Cardinals and get half-off when you purchase season tickets. Now for today's episode. Good morning, America. Welcome to Questionable Athletics Podcast, where we cover the most controversial news in sports. I'm your host, Sam Hillig, and in today's episode, does Mark McGwire deserve to be in the Hall of Fame? We will be discussing if the steroid scandal in 2010 admitted him to being in the Hall of Fame. Today, I will be speaking with baseball enthusiast Elena Hunter about her opinion on why she thinks Mark McGwire does deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. Elena, welcome to the show. So tell me, why did you get so invested into this story in the first place?
I had heard stories of superstars in sports cheating with steroids in the news, but I'd never heard a story quite like Mark McGwire's. Mark was one of the best hitters of his time, finishing with 583 home runs in his career. Mark was at his most popular in 1998 when he competed against Roger Maris for most home runs in a season.
Yes, Mark has a more interesting story than most players who cheat.
At the time, Mark was using steroids to help him beat the home run record, but this drug was not illegal in the National League, and anyone could have used them at the time. Even with steroids, being a good hitter requires skill. I'm sure that when Mark took steroids, he did not believe it would help him hit better, but instead only make him stronger. I feel Mark only had good intentions and was not trying to cheat.
I would have to disagree with that. Mark could have made the conscious choice to not take steroids. It hurts his reputation even further since he is a popular baseball idol and someone to look up to. It also tarnishes all the hard work he has put in by using steroids one time. Without the steroids, he would not have beaten Roger Maris and his home run record would be cut in half. Well, that's all we have for today. Tomorrow we will be discussing who the number one basketball player is in the league.